Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we have Simon Lafort, who has travelled all the way from Italy to be here today. Lovely having you on Biz Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Italian furniture and why it is still the best in the world. Now, before we go any further, Simon, welcome to the podcast today. Now tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, and how you became involved in the Italian furniture industry.
Okay, so I'm a linguist by training, and I worked in the languages business all over the world for a number of years. And then I went back to university as a mature student to do a master's degree in applied languages. And I managed to then get into a business where I could actually apply my languages. And that turned out to be going to live in Italy back in the 90s in the furniture industry. I started working in a furniture factory, doing export sales around the world. And then at the start of this century, I narrowed it down to specialise in a few countries, the Middle East and the British Isles, and working for a small number of select Italian furniture manufacturers and taking the product to the British Isles and the Middle East and getting it distributed very nicely. And thankfully, also thanks to useful partners like Satellite UK.
So you mentioned all the companies that you represent. Now, due to us only having a limited amount of time, we can focus on Biliani for this edition of the podcast. So talk us through how Biliani started and how things have changed in the design and manufacturing process.
Well, I'm pleased to say I can't tell you how Biliani started, because it was 107 years ago.
Wow.
In 1911, so I wasn't around. And great thing about Biliani, it's only third generation in all that time. So our Mr. Luigi Biliani, who's our managing director, chairman today, he is third generation, will have known the founder, and he's an absolute master of woodworking. And that's what really identifies Biliani. And it's what Satellite's customers see in the quality of the chairs. Typically, there'll be no visible fixings, no nasty screw heads showing, just very cleverly and discreetly doweled and jointed furniture. You asked me how it's how manufacturing's changed. Well, I think if you went back to the 80s, there was a big tendency to stock furniture. And really, although customers ask about stock these days, it's almost a taboo word. You don't stock these days. Nowadays, you have just-in-time processes and you make up the furniture according to the finishes and within appropriate timescales that the customers require. So that's one of the aspects. Another important aspect that sometimes surprises some people who ask is we're quite open about outsourcing. In outsourcing parts of the production process, we can work with so many different experts in the field. So, for example, if we have a hide, a leather hide to cut up, gone are the days when you get out your pair of scissors and you work out how you can maximise the piece of leg and the few defects to get around. A laser machine scans down on top of it, works out how to optimise the cutting to minimise waste, it accounts for any defects and scratches on the hide, and that's the level of professionalism you'd have today. Now, we don't do that in-house. We'll outsource that. We get a superb result that way.
So you explained how these processes have changed throughout the year so dramatically. Now, Biliani continue to develop new products, adding to these original ranges. So what can we look out for in 2019?
Well, it's always about trying to keep up with tendencies, creating tendencies, taking risks. Certainly the Biliani vision this year and going into next year is the continuation of a lightness of look. Thin profiles in the manufacturing of the chair, with plenty of airy looks, finely tapered legs on the furniture. This seems to be the direction we're taking. At Biliani, we're very famous for the colour in our furniture. And if you visit the Satellite showroom in Ashvale, you'll be able to see so many beautiful, colourful Biliani pieces on display. And we use a selection of pastel colours, very well known as the RAL range. But our expert colourway designer, Lara Vidotto, she takes colour to another level. She uses the NCS colour palette scheme and it's just a little bit more understated. And she just seems to have a finger on the pulse in terms of the colours that people in the hospitality industry want to show in their eateries and restaurants and hotels.
Wow, sounds very stylish and beautiful, as I expect it to be. So what makes Biliani furniture great for the contract marketplace?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. You have a lot of reinforcements in the frames, certainly to make the chair very strong structurally. If you consider a chair at home might be used by one person a few days a week, in a restaurant a chair will be used by 10, 20 different people in the course of a day. So we have to take into consideration the strength in the frame, the floor pads. For example, at Biliani we'll offer a whole range of floor pads, and then our partners at Satellite will choose at the point of sale which is the most appropriate type of floor pad to put on according to the use and according to the floor in the venue where the furniture is being laid out. Then you need to consider the finishes. So if you're having, for example, a wood stain finish is always a good idea, because that will camouflage any light scratching from people's mobile phones or keys. So that's a good point. But as I mentioned before, we're very strong on colour. We've got 25 standard colours and we'll do any other colour that you want. The colour application that we put on has got polyester in it, which is essentially rubber. So that gives some resistance against normal day-to-day knocks.
Yeah, which is something very important, I'd imagine, in the hospitality industry. So design is obviously very important. However, everything must be fit for a purpose. Now, what tips would you give businesses on what furniture to use and where?
Apart from our own choices, there are external testing bodies in Italy, where I live and work. We have CATAS, which is the national testing body. So you'd be looking out for a CATAS certificate. You'd also be thinking what type of use, what type of clientele you're going to have. Are you going to have a stacking chair? How is the chair going to be stacked? Because stacking, if not done correctly, can also create problems. You'd also be looking at price that's going to come into it. You've got some quite expensive options available in the UK, because the UK is a big import market for chair producers in all over Europe and Asia. You've got some expensive options, and that's if they're going through too many tiers in the importation route. If you're going direct to the direct importer who comes to Italy, who knows the furniture, like Satellite, you're sure of getting the best deal available.
So finally, regular listeners already know that Satellite UK are very much of the opinion that you only get one chance to make a first impression. Now, what is Simon Lefort's advice to our listeners to help provide the art of hospitality?
Well, I don't know. I would certainly say that you need to be guided. Mistakes I've seen have happen have been where one person has made the decision. You need to have a real good brainstorming amongst yourselves, consider your staff, consider your clientele, what sort of people you want to attract. Do you want to attract suits and ties, or do you want to attract jeans and sneakers? You're going to want to attract people who are buying chips, who want to pay that bit extra to have French fries for the same product. So that's certainly something to consider. And perhaps the best type of advice you can get is if you go to a chair importer, an expert, and Satellite UK is part of a whole Europe-wide Satellite group, and they bring a whole lot of expertise to the table, and you want to see your chair before you select it, and you can do that in a showroom where they're all on display. I think also, even though the person who's opening a restaurant or a bar might have their own views, you have to acknowledge that minimalism is the way to go in design. Less is more, and you need to be considering that you don't have, in general, in this day and age, too many unnecessary frills in your furniture. Nice, clean lines. And then one other point, you need to consider comfort, or the lack of it. It's not a given that chairs always need to be too comfortable. In a fast food setting where you want your people in and out in 20 minutes, you don't want them getting too settled in. But famously in our business, casino furniture needs to be very plush. You want people not to want to get up and leave the table.
Yeah, a whole science behind it. Thank you very much, Simon Lefort. Where can we find you for more information?
Through Satellite.
Through Satellite. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.